Good morning. For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. The West Indian Day Parade was a rollicking, colorful celebration of Caribbean culture, music, style, and food. It rolled through the streets of Brooklyn on Monday, but it was marred by violence. One man was stabbed to death early Monday in Brooklyn, and others were wounded by gunfire. Governor Cuomo says a man critically injured by a random bullet to the head is a Harvard-educated lawyer who works for the Empire State Development Corporation. The parade was the first time since July that Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio attended the same public event. Yesterday afternoon, the governor headed off to Puerto Rico to lead a New York delegation looking into ways to help the troubled island address their $72 billion in debt. Mayor de Blasio was not invited. De Blasio and Cuomo have been engaged in a month-long feud. Critics of the governor say it's hypocritical for him to be going to Puerto Rico to try to help with the debt crisis when his campaign has received so much money from hedge fund billionaires who are contributing to the debt crisis over there. A report by the New York City agency charged with investigating police misconduct complaints shows that more allegations of excessive force are being substantiated. The CCRB, the Civilian Complaint Review Board, mid-year report released on Monday says that 6% of force allegations were substantiated between January and June of 2015. That's the most since the second half of 1999. In the first 6 months of 2015, the CCRB substantiated 237 complaints against 354 officers. That's up from 133 complaints against 187 officers last year. And from October 2014 through June 2015, investigators also substantiated 12 police chokehold cases. While overall complaints are down, the report finds that about 1,800 officers of the 35,000-member police force are behind 80% of force complaints. The report concludes that cell phone videos help investigators back up complaints. The New York Times reports that although the NYPD amended its patrol guide in 2012 to require respectful treatment of transgender people, officers are regularly flouting the new rules. Some activists and elected officials are calling on the department's inspector general to audit adherence to the reforms. We're hearing the same sorts of things today we heard 5 years ago, according to Sharon Staple, the executive director of New York City Anti-Violence Project. It's an advocacy group for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. She says trans people are still targeted and harassed by the police for being trans. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. President Obama spent Labor Day courting labor unions. Obama was met by resounding applause at a major union rally and breakfast in Boston. That's where he said he signed an executive order aboard Air Force One requiring federal contractors to give paid sick leave to their employers. The president is trying to smooth over tensions with the labor movement over his trade agenda by siding with Republicans and passing fast-track trade authority as a step toward signing the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Obama went against labor unions, environmentalists, consumer activists, and the base of his party. Critics say Obama's support for the TPP blurs the line between Republicans and Democrats at a time when distinctions should be sharpened going into 2016. Meanwhile, Vice President Joe Biden marched in Pittsburgh's annual Labor Day parade, saying there wouldn't be a middle class if it weren't for the labor movement. Wearing a black and gold United Steelworkers union cap, he told hundreds of union members that the gap between the wealthy and the poor is hurting the nation. While media is following Biden to see if he'll declare for a presidential run, Biden at the labor rally said Bernie Sanders is doing a hell of a job. And finally, New York City has extended the swimming season through September 13th. This is at some of the city's most popular beaches. You can still swim along stretches of Rockaway Beach in Queens, Coney Island and Brighton beaches in Brooklyn, Midland and South beaches in Staten Island, and Orchard Beach in the Bronx. Officials say there's been a big increase in New York City beach attendance. They've had more than 19 million visitors since Memorial Day. That's up 1 million over last year. The Parks Department says there's $687,000 in the budget to fund lifeguards, maintenance workers, and other staff for the extra week. Details are posted on the department's website, nyc.gov/parks/beaches. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.